Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The Pirate Bay is back, plus the Silk Road. We've got news about, or not really news, an opinion piece over at Forbes, where one of their authors is saying there's no evidence that dark web drug sites like the Silk Road help reduce violence. And I firmly disagree, but we can talk about that further if we get the chance. Your calls, of course, come first here with you tonight on this live Saturday edition. You've got me, Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your calls. But real quick to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we've had a major topic that's sort of been arching over the whole show tonight, and that has been this disturbing story out of Texas where elementary school students were told to take down their pants after someone had been pooping, allegedly, in the gym at this school. And the teacher is apparently going to be disciplined in some way for doing this, but the discussion was more on the air about, you know, is this appropriate? I said absolutely not appropriate, not appropriate at any age. Mark, you said that there would be some ages at which you thought this would be appropriate, and that you, if you were, you know, if you wanted to send your kid to a school, that you would only do it where you trusted the people. And I think that, you know, even if you do trust somebody, you still don't want to necessarily have your child disrobing in front of that person, simply because you really just don't know, right? Like, I'm sure a lot of the people that have discovered that their uncle or whoever was molesting their kids were probably surprised by it, thinking that they could trust their own brother to not do things like that. So even if you trust somebody, it's still a good idea to tell your kids, hey, don't take your pants off for anybody but the doctor or, you know, mom and dad.
Yeah, I think I was referring to kindergarten situations here, where I remember in my kindergarten class, they had a bathroom in the kindergarten, and the kindergarten teacher helped a little girl who had an accident mm-hmm. that was there. It was a scandal. It was a scandal.
Was it?
No, absolutely. The girl had an accident in kindergarten. It was a scandal.
Are you joking?
No, I'm telling you that on the kindergarten level, it was a scandal.
Okay.
Like, she went in her, in her panties or whatever, and the teacher helped her out with it. I don't think the teacher's a molester because she helped this little girl into some better situation.
Yeah, I think that's a different situation. If you actually do have a child that's had an accident and something needs to be cleaned up, obviously something has to happen there.
Yes, but you're saying that I shouldn't trust these people. I shouldn't trust anybody. And you got to be able to trust them. That's it.
No, I don't think so. I think that the best thing to do is to trust your kids to not go ahead and disrobe for a teacher upon demand, because then you're creating, if you allow people in authority to get away with this, then you're not a
few. But with this is something different than with what I'm talking about.
You're not more than a few steps away from having some cop do it, or whoever else is in a position of authority. If it's okay to have the teacher tell them to take their pants off for whatever reason, then it's okay to have a cop do it, or it's okay to have the principal do it, and I think none of that's okay.
I've told this story before on the air, and I think back to it relatively often. I was camping in Florida, went up to see some caves up in northern Florida, and a little boy comes into the bathroom. It was at a campground, and he has to use the bathroom, and he wants some help. He asks me for help. I stop, think, say, I'm going to try to find your parents, but look outside the bathroom. There's, you know, this is a little boy. Maybe he's like 3 or 4 or something like that.
Okay.
And he's coming into the bathroom by himself, and I don't see any parents anywhere nearby. I want to help this little kid.
Yep.
I can't. He begins to wet himself in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And he made it to the bathroom. Like, he was, he should, by all accounts, have been safe. Now, you know that there's a certain level of shame with the bathroom wetting thing. But the reason I didn't help that little boy was because I was afraid that I was going to be there pulling on the zipper of some strange 3-year-old
right.
in the bathroom when his dad comes in, right?
Totally reasonable concern.
Right. That's a reasonable concern.
And the dad would have reason to be concerned about what you were doing as
well. Right. Just and loving thing to have done in that circumstance was to help that little boy go to the bathroom because he asked for it. But we live in such a twisted, sick culture that I couldn't do that. I couldn't do the right thing by this child who felt this shame in this bathroom because of sick weirdos who make such a big deal about this stuff. Like, it's all the rest of you people who touch little boys, little girls, you people who care about people who touch little boys and little girls, you're all twisted. It's all
perversion. You're the only one who's regular.
I'm the only one left not messed up.
Let's go to Natalie listening to WPG in New Jersey. Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think the issue is to teach children self-discipline. I raised three children now in their 20s and 30s. They went to a private school where the policy was self-discipline, and also public school where the code was in two-inch thick books and referred to more codes, including due process. My children would never have complied to that request. They
Excellent.
Were taught to report to me anything unusual, and I kept a daily calendar log. Also, I taught them not to go into a closed area with any teacher administrator without me present. And furthermore, today I work with the elderly in healthcare and recognize a need for disease control.
Yeah, I'm with you. But one thing that concerns me, I like what you have to say here. It concerns me to send my child to a school where I feel like I have to, warn them about all the people that may be out to get them. Like, don't go in there with the administrators without advising me. I'm concerned about sending.
That's good advice. I mean, not just
it's good advice. This is the reason that I homeschool my kids.
Yeah.
Because I think it's good. I think this is good advice, and that's the reason I homeschool my kids.
Yeah, not just because the administrator might want to touch them in some sort of inappropriate manner, but also because the administrator might ask them questions, and then if they're asked questions, they might answer them and possibly convict themselves of some sort of school crime. I think it's a good idea to not talk to the administrators. I wish I'd been that informed when I was a kid. Natalie, anything else you want to share?
I just think that your guy there should decide when he thinks that child should make the transition into the real world.
What do you mean by that?
My children were highly gifted and they had learning disabilities, so we had issues with like tape recorders and teachers, having to accept tape recorders and why not in classrooms as to what was going on. But, you can't always protect your child. So to me, the core issue is not about trust, it's about teaching them self-discipline. And, when they're little, and even when they're teenagers, when they're underage, you're, as the parent, you're supposed to protect them. And the only way I had of protecting my kids is telling them to report anything unusual to me. And if I had
I'm not scolding you. I'm not. I think that you did the best with what you could in that circumstance.
And Natalie, thanks for the call.
I went through a lot.
I believe you.
I worked hard in the public school system.
I believe you did.
Process hearings. Yeah, and a lot of parents don't do it. They don't know their rights. And,
that's true as well.
In this case, these people should get together and do a class action suit against them.
Natalie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
Thank
from you.
You.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Amy listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to comment about the shadow shopping guy who was trying to get a job.
Yeah.
And
shadowshopping.com.
His big issue is they don't pay by the hour. They pay by the assignment. I do assignments for them, and they are a real place. Like, I get paid, and you get paid per assignment, and if you have to buy something in the store,
they reimburse you
up to a certain amount.
What do they do? What do they want to know about the stores that you go and do shopping in? What are their questions? What are you trying to achieve?
Usually, analyzing customer service.
They give you a list. Yeah, they give me a list per assignment of which department I need to shop in or walk through. So say I need produce, frozen, and meat. I'm supposed to go to each department, see if they have someone in that department to help, look how clean it is, if the food is fresh, if the employee offered to help me, if I seemed like I needed help.
How long have you been doing
things
this?
Things like that. About 9 months now.
Would you call yourself a tough inspector?
Well, kind of, but I'm fair. You know, you have to be honest. So, you know.
That's great. I love the secret shopper. I think it's a smart thing. Yeah. And thanks for the call, Amy.
And
I appreciate
a real job.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's great. It's good work.
I think it's just approach.
Hang on. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Writing the U.S. Constitution was no easy task. In the blazing heat of summertime Philadelphia, delegates spent 115 days debating complicated issues of representation and federal authority. The document they ultimately crafted offered a radical change in the way government is structured, one capable of taxing and regulating citizens directly and operating its own military. Many worry these new powers could erode state authority and individual rights. Many refused to ratify the Constitution until a Bill of Rights was added to protect individual liberties and limit federal power. What led to the Constitution's creation in 1787 was the shared desire by all delegates for a document that protected individual liberty and whose provisions for the new government would, in the words of James Madison, oblige it to control itself. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can connect to that. Oh, and if you haven't sent a contact request, do that first. After that is approved, you can then call us on Skype anytime you want.
You almost sounded like one of those radio pukers there when you did that intro. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Wasn't my intention.
No. That's that was really hip, like 2 decades ago, to sound like that. Anyway, on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as either a hedge against inflation or an investment or a barter currency, whatever you think is a good idea. I'm right now believing that silver is underpriced and that it could move upward, but get a look for yourself. You just go to gold.freetalklive.com to get great prices, great service from Midas Resources. We make it easy for you. I've done a great deal of business with Midas Resources over the course of like 10 years. So go over there, check them out. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy gold from anybody else, you certainly should check it there first. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, continuing with your calls and thoughts. So we've got Colin in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live listening via TuneIn. Hello, Colin.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, okay, I listen to Free Talk Live a lot. I've been listening by since like 2013, and I hear Dave calling in all the time, and every single time he's always screaming or really angry about something, and he's always angry about things that really don't even matter in the long run. Like, for example, he just called in and talked about how the guy wouldn't email him back on how much he was going to make per hour. And then some girl called in and then said he didn't even get paid per hour. And he's probably not even going to get the job now that he badgered the guy and set up.
No way Dave is going to get this job.
Well, I would really, if I ran a company and I got some kind of, secret shopper report from Dave, I'd be like, I would wonder what that report would look like. I'd love to be looking over the shoulder of the business person that receives this report from Dave, right? Because, is it a bunch of check boxes or does he have to write something? Because that should be really interesting.
I think it's a mix, typically.
So if he's got to write things, then what does this look like?
It's going to be a mess.
Right, it's going to be a mess.
A chicken scratch mess.
Because I don't know if I want somebody who's probably somewhere close to clinically insane doing some secret shopper for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And another thing, I know he's going to call back tomorrow.
He's going to be very, very, very mad at us.
Yeah, and mad at me. And he's probably not even going to remember my name. And he's going to be like, this guy called up last night, and he made me really mad. And it's like, well, what doesn't make you mad, Dave?
Well, right. Dave seems to like to be mad. He loves to be persecuted. I don't know if it's a complex or whatever that he has, but he's always got something going wrong or something that he's mad about in his life. And really, he's the root of all of it. He's the cause of it all. He's the one who's actually the angry person.
And this is a great lesson for all of us, right? Like if you're constantly getting upset, maybe it's not the people in your life.
Right, maybe it's you. Hey, Colin, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, it just must suck to walk around that pissed off all the time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it. Well, of course, some people wonder whether or not people like Dave or other frequent callers to the show are actually real. Is Dave really Dave, or is he kind of putting on a show for us? You'll never really know the answers to those questions. But I can tell you, Dave is, if he's not real, he's damn dedicated to the character. Because unlike some of our callers who don't have a library of videos that you can go and reference on YouTube, we do have that for Dave. And
well, what about all the people that troll him on the internet too? Like he's got a passel of people that follow him about the internet and go to different places because he's made them so upset.
Yeah, we'll continue with your calls about what you want. We've got Stephen on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ann. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I want to say I respect both your opinions, and everybody likes a good mystery pooping, but I think you're missing the big picture.
All right.
Nobody likes it as much as I do.
It could be a racially motivated hate pooping.
It could
be. I think
we
need to get the Justice Department. Yeah, it could be a hate pooping. And I think we need to get the Justice Department involved, get Eric Holder out there, maybe the Reverend. And
yep.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this.
I'll tell you, nothing's going to fix this like a bullhorn will fix this.
That is correct. I mean, we could have marches in the street. We need to figure out if it is a racially motivated hate pooping.
I think that's exactly right. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you, Stephen. Good call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's get to the bottom of this, a butt joke. Let's go to Dana.
I don't know, but it smells.
In Grand Rapids, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Ian, you had a good point. Dave is, if he's not for real, he's brilliant and definitely dedicated to the craft.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And since the Oscars are coming up, I know it's too late. The nominations are already done, but I would nominate him. But I wanted to...
I think he's a better people's choice kind of guy.
Yeah. Good point. I wanna address this Jim incident. I think you're both right in this sense. Ian, it sounds like you're thinking in today's terms, and Mark, like myself, I went to 12 years of private education, and Mark, it sounds like he's going back when it was more safe. And Mark,
I don't think it was more safe. Hold on a second. I don't think it
no,
was
I'm
more safe in the past.
That.
Okay, go ahead.
No, right, because I'm a Roman Catholic, so my education was, you know, Catholic. And now we know the scandals, what was really happening, and these were parents who were involved, you know, in PTA,
sure,
in the church, and some of their kids were abused by the priest.
And they
know,
trusted those priests, too.
And they trusted them, yes. And they slapped their kids' faces or told them, don't you ever say such filth out of your mouth again, telling me the priest, right. And I was upset. I'm not leaving my faith because those are individuals and not the faith. That
yes.
being said, Mark is right in on this very valid point. You're handing your kids over to go to school, whether it's public or private. You have to have some kind of trust in them, not only about issues like this, but you're handing their brain over to them.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge problem.
Taught. And so, yes, and I so admire these homeschoolers because, you know, these kids that are graduating at 14 and 15 from high school.
Sure.
And they're brilliant. These kids are really bright. And pardon my grammar, I'm doing it intentionally. Ain't nobody going to love or care about your kids and love your kid or their education better than their parents.
That's absolutely
true. And so
true.
The parents are brilliant teachers. But I see both of your points as valid. Ian, you're more in the day because we're hearing about so much abuse. And because I'm similar to you guys' ages, I know that's improper grammar, but we're thinking of all the stuff that's going on now, and we're thinking, oh, I don't think I'd want this to be done. But I want to propose something.
Okay.
You know how two-income families have these things called nanny cams? They're relatively inexpensive. Why wouldn't the school have bought a nanny cam to...
A lot of schools already have security cameras set up. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
yeah.
the school's just kind of behind the times there, Dana. Thanks for the call tonight. Good,
yeah,
good
you,
idea,
Dana.
Though. Yeah, I mean, these cameras are dirt cheap these days. Really no reason not to have security systems. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is right around the corner. It's going to be here before you know. We're just about a month away at this point. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this amazing event that we have the privilege of attending and broadcasting from every single year. It's March 5th through the 8th, and this year it's going to be in a new hotel, the Radisson in Manchester.
You know how I hate it when they change things, but this sounds like it's going to be really good.
You've been to this hotel before, Mark.
Yes, I have.
We
have the comic book convention there.
Correct. We went to that, and it's a big hotel. The convention space is much larger there than it was at the old hotel. Mm-hmm. Now, the old hotel was great, but it's a growing event, and it needed new digs. And so they moved it to the right, you know, the biggest place they could possibly move it to at this point. And
it's nice that it's right in Manch, too, because people fly in, they're flying into Manchester.
Yeah, very convenient. So I think it's a good move, and I'm excited about it. March 5th through 8th, we're going to be there broadcasting live. All kinds of great speakers. I think there's a number of keynotes this year that you might be interested in. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, the guy who made history when he became the first billion-dollar company or billion-plus-dollar company to accept Bitcoin. So he'll be there talking. Jeffrey Tucker is speaking again. He's keynoting this year, so I'm sure we'll have him on to co-host Free Talk Live.
It's always great.
Ben Swan is going to be there as well, plus probably several dozen other featured speakers that you can go and learn more about over at nhlibertyforum.com. But there's a special offer, Mark, that I was made aware of that may just be for Free Talk Live listeners at this point.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if it's available to anyone else because the way you have to take advantage of it is a little bit circuitous. So pay attention as I give you the steps. Here's what you do to get free admission to the Liberty Forum.
What?
Free admission to the Liberty Forum. Now, admission to the Liberty Forum is not necessarily a cheap thing. I mean, if you were to go and sign up for it, it might be like $100 or maybe more. I mean, sometimes there's different packages, right? So
right.
There's like the package that gives you all the meals. This isn't the meals package. You don't get the meals package for free. You just get kind of like a basic admission ticket to the event. If you register or if you reserve a room for all three nights. So the Liberty Forum is running from March 5th through the 8th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. So for Thursday,
there's one ticket per room registration for three nights?
Correct. Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday night. You reserve a room for three nights, you get a ticket free to the Liberty Forum. But here's how you have to do it. You've got to reserve your room using the discount code LF2015 for Liberty Forum 2015. That kind of puts you in their room block. That way the hotel knows you're with the Liberty Forum. I suspect what's going on here is they have a certain number of reservations that they want to hit in order to get a certain discount on the rooms from the hotel.
Sounds like it. But also, another thing that's to point out here is this may pay for your meals on this one, is that generally, there are people that are looking to sort of split a room that are there. So if you can probably just sort of make an arrangement with somebody for, you know, half the cost of the room or something like that, and then that'll cover your meals too.
So,
just a guess.
Yeah, there's ways to work this, that's for sure. But so you get free.
Yeah, I'd be all over this if I wasn't getting a free
admission
ticket.
LF2015. Use that when you reserve the room. But then what you have to do to get the free ticket to the event is to actually email me. So email me at ian@freetalklive.com and include your name that you want on your ticket, if it's different, for instance, from the one that's on the reservation. But also let us know what the name is on your reservation. That way they can look you up and verify that, yes, indeed, you have indeed reserved that room. And then make sure your email address is included, which it will be because you're emailing me. And I'll pass that information along to the event organizer.
That's it.
Is that easy enough?
Yeah, it's not too hard. For free ticket, it's worth it.
You've got
more than $100.
Yeah, you've got less than 2 weeks to take advantage of this. This deal expires on the 12th of February. So get her done over at and learn more about the event over at nhlibertyforum.com. And again, that's a special offer. I don't know if it's being offered anywhere else, but it's pretty damn special. They've never done that before.
No.
So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here and go to Nick, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Nick.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I heard a commercial earlier, or like a crime report, concerning a spree of crimes at Walmart. I'm not sure if it was on your show or a commercial or what it was. And they were asking for people's opinions and asking, and the cops were asking for any tips. And I just think that's wrong because Walmart, while they are some of, you know, the biggest robbers in the country.
Hold on a second. Wait, before you go on.
Yes.
What's, okay, so some crimes were committed at Walmart. And
I think there's been, like, a mass theft, like, the same person in a truck, is what they said, and they are attempting to find tips.
And you're claiming that you think Walmart has
so
robbed
first off,
people?
If you heard it on the air, it has nothing to do with us, because there's lots of things that are played sort of in the breaks.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
But, okay. Do you think that Walmart has stolen from people?
Well, I think their thieves, when it comes to the way they treat their employees, and also they're just capitalist monsters.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I've got a driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to be shoveled of snow. I offer you $5 to do it. You agree.
You're not a capitalist monster.
I'm not?
No.
Why?
Because you're not dealing with billions and billions of dollars.
I have less money than Walmart.
Yes. Exactly.
So you think that morality is based on the amount of money you have. So if you have more, you should pay more?
No, but if you have
yes.
more, you should treat that money with more, you know, you should think about how you use your money a little bit more, possibly.
Well, I mean, they are thinking about it. They're paying their employees, you know, what they can get employees at.
Right, and using the word thievery. Well, wait a minute. Using the word thievery when associating it with Walmart and an employee, you know, employer-employee
relationship. Insults people who've been stolen from.
Is ridiculous because the people who are working for Walmart voluntarily chose to work there.
Well, they choose every day to work
right,
there.
Right, and they know what they're getting paid, and so it's not thievery because when you steal from someone, they don't consent to it. Hence the that's why it's called thieving, because it's non-consensual.
Right. Well, I think that the system in which we live in, and in which the capitalist system in which we live in, as perpetuated by Walmart, forces people to make these decisions.
Okay. Well, hold on. You know, Walmart just started recently. I grew up in a world without Walmart. I'm 44, so I'm not the oldest guy you're going to meet. Walmart is a product of the system. I wouldn't call this system capitalism. I would call it corporatism or mercantilism, but that's fine. We'll use whatever term you wish. To me, capitalism is just people making deals with each other and the government not being involved. But what my biggest problem is that the government is involved in these circumstances, and Walmart is able to get away with paying their employees less because you and I and rich people are forced to pay into a government system that then gives out, welfare and these sorts of things that many employees who work at Walmart must avail themselves of because they don't make enough money. I have a bigger problem with that because there would be more what we call upward pressure on wages if that system wasn't in place. But Walmart's not stealing anything from anybody, as evidenced by the fact that their employees choose to go there every day. There
are other places. Kmart, was I being taken advantage of?
If you what?
I was working at Kmart for a good chunk of my younger life. Was I being taken advantage of by some capitalist pigs?
I would say yes, indirectly.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're wrong, because I wasn't forced. You said people are forced into this situation. That's not true. I wasn't forced to go and work at Kmart. I chose to go and work at Kmart. I wanted to go and work at Kmart. That was the job that I actually wanted to get, because they had an electronics department, and that's where I wanted to work, and I was able to work there.
I've got an awesome job now. Life sucked when I was washing dishes, but, you know, if I don't feel like coming to work one night, there's going to be a lot of people that are disappointed. Are those people exploiting me? Oh, I'm much better than you are at this. Much better than you are at this.
Hey,
those
Nick,
people are exploiting me. I'm exploited by my listeners.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Call any other night.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, call during the week, because I'd like to talk about this further, but we got a lot of people who want to get in here tonight, and I want to make sure we get to as many as possible. More coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you. If you're already on the line, we'll do our best to get you in here. If you're not, and you didn't get in tonight, well, no worries. We do the show 7 nights a week. You can join us tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition when we will be here yet again from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Maybe that's not when we're on the air on your local radio station. Some stations delay broadcast the show.
But I can assure you that we are live from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern
Time.
That's
correct. So if you want to participate in the show, do call during those hours. And we'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss. Hey, by the way, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by 101 Reasons Film. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check out this hour-long, awesome documentary about the Free State Project. The idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving people all to the same place over... Let's see, 1,600 people are here already. I think 1,700 people are here already. About 10% of the current membership in the Free State Project, current total participants, which is over 16,000 people, have already come here. The idea is to move 20,000, so we want to reach that 20,000 number. At that point, there'll be a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, if you care about freedom, and you're willing to actually do something about it, to join together with others who actually care about things like freedom, then you really need to check out the Free State Project. Please go to freestateproject.org. But actually, better yet, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Great intro to what's going on here. It's 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the best destination for people who love liberty. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. It's an hour-long documentary. It's free to watch online. Share it, whatever. I thought it was great. And I have the honor of being able to be one of the co-producers of it. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Here we've got Sydney listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Sydney.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
So I just wanted to see what you guys thought about this new, I couldn't tell you what company or organization is putting out, but it's this new gun control commercial that shows a young child going into his mother's room, picking up her gun out of her dresser and taking it to school, putting it out on the teacher's desk and saying, take this, I don't feel safe with it in my home.
Oh, boy.
Well, the first problem I have with that is, first of all, you're advocating to break many laws, many felonies being committed, but you're also, more important than the felonies, is you're telling a kid to go unsupervised and grab a loaded gun out of his mother's dresser.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things wrong with that. Not that, like, if it's being shown to adults, then I get the message that it's trying to portray, and I think that it's a fine message. That messaging is great. But the problem is you can't control your audience.
That message is not great. Snitch on your parents? That's a terrible message.
No, what I mean is that there's dangers in having firearms available to children to be able to get them.
Okay.
I mean, a firearm is a dangerous thing, and there's no doubt about it. Children shouldn't be handling them unsupervised.
Yes, I completely agree with the fact that the mother shouldn't have had that within the reach of a child. But my greater issue is, why would you advocate a child to go grab that?
No, that's what it looks like. Idea. It looks like you're asking them to mimic the behavior, and they'll do things like that.
And it's just, to me, that if you're pushing for gun safety or gun control, that's the completely wrong way to do it, because I read they went through how many felonies you'd be committing, and there's like 6 different felonies, and obviously those would go on the parents at that point, not go to the child.
Yeah, so, it's a mess.
When you say they went through how many felonies, who's they?
The website that produced the story, and they did it off of their
okay.
State
so there was
laws
a site that wrote a just to be clear, there was a site that wrote a story about this advertisement that
yes, they
is
covered
on TV.
The story, and they said if you were in our state, you would be committing this felony, and that felony.
You as the parent or the child?
Just the child taking the gun outside of the home without the parent. You know, you're getting weapons. I can't honestly can't remember all of them. One of them was carrying a weapon outside of a house without a concealed permit.
Sure.
A couple of them were theft of a weapon, school property, a weapon on school property, and all those charges then do not fall onto the child. They fall onto the parent. So you're not only advocating the child to touch a gun that's unsupervised and loaded, you're also saying, you know, this is going to get your parents in trouble.
So you don't recall the whatever the organization was that produced this propaganda piece?
I could not tell you the story that covered the story, or the people that covered the story, or the people that produced it.
Okay.
I'm driving right now. So
I'll take your word for it. It sounds absolutely horrifying. And thank you for the call tonight. Drive safe. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. I'm going to guess. Is this Dave Ridley?
Yeah. I think you guys have not yet talked about the anti-police militarization bill in New Hampshire.
Don't know much about it, Dave. Tell me about it.
Yeah, there's been an article in Reason Magazine and WesternJournalism.com about it. It came out a day or two ago. And basically the idea is that it bans the police in New Hampshire from having anything that you can't get on the general market. You know, if a civilian can't have it, the police can't have it.
Now, to be clear, Dave, have you actually read the legislation?
Yeah, I have at least the relevant
does
paragraph.
Does it prohibit the current equipment that they have? Meaning that when it goes into effect, will it affect retroactively all of the stuff they've already acquired, or will it be that there will be a prohibition on receiving any further military equipment?
Well, at the end it says, quote, any military-equipped vehicle or military-grade hardware acquired in violation hereof shall be forfeited, unquote.
Wow.
I'm not sure that actually means stuff that they got in 2011 or not.
It could mean that if they go ahead and get it anyway, then they'll forfeit it.
Right.
Even if you just stop the new acquisition, I think that's a big deal.
Oh, I agree. If they could just stop new acquisition of militarized police equipment, then, yeah, I think that's a good thing. But obviously I'd like to see them get rid of the Bearcats.
They're going to howl at the moon if you try to take away their Bearcats.
Well, they'll be howling at the moon anyway.
What I was saying at the beginning may be a little bit of an oversimplification, but it looks like it does limit them from, you know, getting as much stuff as they could, and then tends to limit them towards stuff that's, you know, on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there are some exceptions. There's one exception already I see for the State Guard. They would be able to continue getting military grade stuff. But it applies to state agencies and political subdivisions of the state.
Well, Dave, thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, just nice to see us in Reason Magazine. We should be on the front page of the Washington Post every day, not just Reason Magazine.
Well, you know, we're getting more coverage here in New Hampshire, I think, than any other liberty movement anywhere else. So, you know, what we get, I appreciate. I'm glad when whoever it is covers what's happening here in New Hampshire, because it is an exciting time and there's so much going on. And you're doing your best to cover it over at the Ridley Report at theridleyreport.com. And thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Hopefully we'll see you in the State House. We've been up there a lot doing testifying on bills. A number of the Keene activists have come up there. So hopefully we'll run into you at some point. And thanks for the call tonight. That's Dave from Ridley Report. com. The Pirate Bay is back, Mark. The Pirate Bay.
I know you're excited.
You know what? It's great news. They were taken down. Actually, it's been, I think, a couple of months, several weeks. Their website, thepiratebay.se. Engadget has a quick story here. They're starting to wonder if it is nigh on impossible to keep the Pirate Bay down. Just weeks after Swedish police raided the bootleg file site and knocked it offline, it's back. Torrent Freak reports that almost everything is up and running once again, complete with a Phoenix graphic to taunt authorities. With that said, it's not quite the same experience that many veteran users would remember. While the pre-raid content remains intact, many of the original staffers have been locked out of this version. They're planning to create their own version of the bay that supposedly restores the community spirit of the original. It's not clear if that'll work, but it sounds like cops and copyright holders may have created more problems for themselves in trying to take down one of the best-known pirate havens.
These people are passionate about folks being able to share their content on the internet. And this is really interesting stuff because, you know, like, the idea here is that I can buy a cassette tape, back when we used to buy cassette tapes, and it was fine for me to let you listen to my cassette tape, mm-hmm. but it wasn't fine for me to copy it onto another cassette tape and then let you have that copy because, you know, copyrights or whatever
or
that is.
Or to play the cassette tape for a bar.
Yes, right.
Like
or to play it, you know, in those manners. And I get that if you're, you know, making money off of the playing of something, that the artist should get some of that. I mean, I'm down with that. But I think that the, you know, it's just way too much when you're mm-hmm. going after kids. You know, the fines are, you know, being leveled on parents because their kids can't pay them. You know,
and grandparents.
Yeah, $100,000 for their kids downloading some music. I think that's just ridiculous stuff.
Absolutely.
So
well,
I don't.
Plus, don't forget, the Pirate Bay is just a website that hosts torrents. I mean, they don't even host illegal files or whatever. They're not hosting the music or the movies or whatever. It's the torrents that are being hosted on various different individuals' computers all around the world, and
right.
Pirate Bay only
they're
hosts
just connecting
the
people.
Torrents. And those torrents aren't all pointing to illegal things. Like,
no.
For instance, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, that's a movie that I was the executive producer of. If I believed in intellectual property, I'd have full ability to authorize that, so it's totally legal for that to be there.
Free Talk Live audio is on torrent, too, so whatever.
By the way, the 101 Reasons film is also available on the Pirate Bay, so you can go and grab it there if you prefer. You don't have to watch it on YouTube. You can download an HD copy of it at your convenience at thepiratebay.se. They're back. We'll see you online tomorrow, online and between now and then tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Later. Have a good weekend.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.